Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video is additional valuable links and text and graphics. By the way, there's over 280 hypnosis training videos there that you can watch anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection for free. Please tell your friends and join us at Facebook, facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. All right, let's see here. Oh, guess what? You've seen our most recent four episodes with Meredith, so you know what that means. It's time for L. Ron. Let me tell you about L. Ron. L. Ron was interested in probably human development and improvement all his life. He just kind of grew up in an environment where people were interested in that kind of thing, family type stuff. And then, you know what? He pursued it and pursued it and pursued it. And he's always learning and growing. And he was a hypnotist before he came to our center. And so that's it. Anyone that comes to our center and, you know, they want to do some hypnosis, what have I done? I've referred them to L. Ron. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal, and it's good to be back. I know y'all probably miss Meredith's face, but, you know, I'll do the best I can to bring it today. So, it's always great for me to be on the show. I mean, obviously, I, just like you guys, am learning all the time. I mean, for me, Cal is just this endless, virtually endless treasure trove of knowledge and wisdom. And every time I try to exhaust it, I manage to shake another gold nugget out of them. So I think I said recently on a teleseminar, it's comforting and yet very frustrating at the same time. So everything I know that works as far as hypnosis really comes from Cal. So thanks so much for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, it's always good to have you here. Hey, how many videos have you done so far? Did you ever count?
It's got to be over 50 by now.
Man.
60.
In dog years, you know, you're about 103.
I'm ancient.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, all right. Anything you want to talk about before I get rolling with my topic?
Why don't you get started and I'll chirp in when I can.
Oh, man. The world of hypnotism has been abuzz with this news article that's been picked up by all the television stations, United States, Canada, and here's the deal. Students unwilling or unable to emerge from hypnosis or... was it fun and they just didn't want it to end? Here's the deal. According to several news reports, a few days ago, a novice stage hypnotist, a young guy about 20 years old, in Canada, in the French-speaking area of Canada, not that that's really relevant, except I noticed that when I was checking out the news reports. Guess what? He did some fun events. He went into this girl's school, of course, with having done everything right and getting permission and stuff like that, and did a little thing where he did some stage hypnosis, and afterwards, some of the girls... Well, there's varying reports. The farther I go back in time, trying to find the oldest, most original news reports, the less exciting it is. By the time, you know, 3 days later and one news agency starts reporting what another news agency said, pretty soon legions of young women are powerless after a hypnotist, the evil hypnotist hypnotizes them and they have to be saved from evil hypnotism. Well, as you start going back and researching, there was a few girls that felt like they were kind of, how should I say it? Well, one young lady, and now these this is like middle school, 12, 13, maybe 14 years old, these gals. One student says that she had heavy legs, and she felt like staring into space. It was like I was lost. It was like I wasn't there anymore. Well, one of the things I really noticed in this whole thing is a lot of people are jumping to conclusions. First of all, what's hypnosis? Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. Now, trance in and of itself is not hypnosis. Trance is where you exclusively focus on one thing to the exclusion of everything else. Now, just being in trance doesn't mean you're in hypnosis. It doesn't mean that you're in a heightened state of suggestibility. So, Here we go. Several 12 to 13-year-old students left in hypnosis after the show, and one was there for several hours. Now, my response to that, I kind of wrote up some notes so I could stay on track. I said, nope, just feeling relaxed is not hypnosis. If they were in hypnosis, then they would have been highly suggestible and responded quickly to the suggestion to emerge. I submit to you that the girls that did not emerge when they were asked to emerge were not in hypnosis, because hypnosis is defined as a heightened state of suggestibility. So certainly, if they're in the hypnosis, they would be compliant and suggestible. And when he said, it's time for you to emerge, one, two, three, if they're in hypnosis, they would emerge. Now, it is possible, as I think about it, that they could be in hypnosis. But I remember reading what one of the young ladies said. She was asked if she would like to do it again, if she would be willing to do it again. And she said, oh, I would definitely do it again. It wasn't painful. It was fun. Have you ever tried to get a teenager to stop doing something that was fun? Gosh, have you ever tried to get anybody to stop doing what was fun? So you get this 12, 13, 14-year-old girl. She's feeling relaxed. She's getting a lot of attention. Perhaps this may have a component. A 20-year-old, reasonably good-looking guy is giving them attention, hypnotizing them, and they're having fun. Do you think there could be some non-hypnotic explanations for not, quote, emerging and just wanting to continue to have some fun with it? And the young hypnotist, he himself said he wasn't worried because he knew they would just come out of it. There is no danger in being hypnotized. There is no danger in being relaxed, entranced, and feeling good. The danger is in ill-informed, ignorant, attention-seeking news people, people who want to sell newspapers, and people who want to get you to tune in at 11 or 10, trying to make things sound more exciting, more dangerous than really things are. I remember one of the news persons says she was stuck in a semi-conscious limbo. Boy, that sounds spooky, doesn't it? I bet you a lot of people wanted to tune in at 11 to find out what was going on. Let me see if there's... As I'm talking about that, what comes to mind there, Elron?
I just can't stop laughing inside.
Are you afraid of hypnosis yet?
Oh, no, afraid of hypnosis? No. I mean, come on, you know. I looked at the headline, Locked in Trance. Give me a break. It raises correlational experiences of altered states where a person may be zoned out or kind of out of it for a little while. I mean, if people, it happens to people all the time when they go to yoga class. They go to yoga class, they relax really deeply, they do a lot of deep breathing or pranayama, and they're kind of out of it for a couple hours or zoned out. And that's even completely different. There was even a physiological component with that, but, you know, if you want to have an experience, you're going to have an experience. And obviously these girls had some type of reward or payoff to having that experience. And it's like you said, if they're having fun, what was the problem? I mean, like you said, if they were highly suggestible, we would have said, okay, now since you're in hypnosis, you can do anything that I suggest to you, can't you? As I count from one to three, just emerge. And that would have happened. I mean... It certainly doesn't work like that when I go out, that's for sure. I don't hypnotize people and get, you know, get my friends or loved ones stuck in hypnosis anytime soon.
You know what, Elron? You and I, we're going to write an article for the Journal of Hypnotism, and it is going to be on, we're going to look at this whole idea of, is stage hypnotism good or bad for the profession? We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep. So we're going to start working on that today. And it just so happens that this has come up, and it's so interesting. Here's another thing. If you know what you're talking about, there's one of the things in this news article here, and it says, the school did not realize. This is the news anchor, right? I mean, she knows a lot, or he knows a lot about hypnosis. The school did not realize that hypnosis isn't recommended for individuals under the age of 14. Well, where the heck did they get that from?
According to whom?
According to whom? Guess what? They also said the instructor of the individual who did this hypnotism said, teenagers are the easiest to hypnotize because they're suggestible. Well, gosh, what does that mean? It means that this is the perfect time to be using hypnosis with these youngsters because you could help them with confidence or test-taking abilities or sports improvement or, you know, whatever challenges they're experiencing in life. So I wouldn't say that it's contraindicated. You know, I would say that it's very indicated. Now, one thing I might be cautious about is doing stage hypnosis in schools where what you have is kids that just want to have fun and goof off and stuff like that and pretend, and they get old, their imagination goes crazy. And on the other hand, you have parents who, of course, they're very concerned. Parents are hyper concerned about their children. Every little thing they're going to get upset about before they know the facts. It's just the way it is. And then schools who don't want to be sued are going to respond in a very negative way. I'd really have second thoughts about doing any kind of stage hypnosis work in a junior high. I have done one or two demonstrational, informational type programs at a high school, but probably I would not even do that anymore. College would be the age I would, just because kids are so crazy. What do you think about that, Elron?
Yeah, I mean, I gave a presentation twice at a local Catholic high school here in South Orange County. And everyone had to get a release form signed before I came on whether or not they could be hypnotized. And so I only worked with the kids whose parents had already signed off on those release forms as volunteers.
But wait a minute, were there other people observing that didn't sign the form?
There were.
Oh, according to this story, let's see here. Some of the girls in the audience who didn't volunteer went into hypnosis.
Wow.
Now, wow. Here's my question.
Boy, boy, you know, that guy must have had laser beams coming out of his eyes. I mean, it's you know, it just really goes back to our whole pre-talk. Every once in a while I meet someone and they have these huge misconceptions about hypnosis, which isn't their fault. And I like to really joke with them about it and say, well, you know, I do have this magical power, like these laser beams, they shoot out of my eyes. And I just ask them, I go, how can just talking make you do anything? I say, okay, you know, and then I go into the whole pre-talk, right? So if I ask you to close your eyes, who closes your eyes, me or you? Who's the one who closes them? Do I close them or do you close them? That's right, you close them. So it's the whole thing, right? All I'm doing is asking you to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's that. So that's one of the issues is if you're working at a school, and oh, we're going to have fun with this article. I can tell that because it's kind of a warm-up to writing that article for the Journal of Hypnotism, that people who are observing, as you're giving instructions to someone who's participating, who's volunteered, who has parental permission, they could just opt in for the fun of it and start following the instructions as if you were giving the instructions to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this article and all these news pieces, they say some of the girls in the audience went into hypnosis. And my response is, how do you know that? Elron, how do you know if someone's in hypnosis?
You test.
That's right. I'll bet you nobody in that audience was tested for depth of hypnosis. What they did is they put their head down on the desk, they looked like they were asleep, they looked like they were relaxed, or they looked like they were zoned out. And they probably were relaxed or zoned out, or maybe they were in hypnosis. But nobody knows. And that's one of the great challenges in the profession, is that people are getting not educated, but miseducated by what? Hollywood novels, books, magazines, and just stories passed on from friend to friend.
And, you know, we're still waiting on whether or not it was harmful in any way. Even in this story, there's absolutely nothing that points the finger at any of that being harmful in any way, shape, or form, other than claims that they were stuck in hypnosis. And we also don't know what they tried to do to, quote, get them out of hypnosis. You know, what was done to to try to get them out? Did they say, okay, open your eyes, stop it, stop it?
Well,
what happened?
I don't know how they were originally emerged, but no. According to the story, the young hypnotist called his trainer mentor, and then he got in an automobile, and then he went, the instructor had to drive, had to drive to school to rescue the girls from the hypnotic state. But in the instructor's own words, you know what he did? He got there and he said, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, you're going to merge. 1, 2, 3. Wake up. And that worked. How difficult was that?
Wow, that's amazing. Wow, Cal, can you teach me that technique after this podcast?
Well, actually, that technique is wrong, but you know why.
Boy, because oh boy.
He said the hypnotist just needed to be a little bit more assertive, a little bit more paternal. And you know, and I know that young hypnotists, new hypnotists, they often will give incongruent messages. Like, for example, he might have, this mistake could have been as simple as this. A real common mistake is to get into that monotone, soft kind of voice and stay there when your instructions need a different tone of voice. Elron, what's the proper tone of voice to use when you're doing hypnosis?
Whatever your client needs at the time.
And the one that's congruent with what you're suggesting, right?
Yep.
So if you're suggesting go deeper, relaxed, then you should have a deeper, more relaxed tone. But if you're telling them to emerge, to come out and be active, then you do something like coming one, coming up, two, more and more, getting ready to open your eyes, and 3, open your eyes and look at me, and you do feel good, don't you? And so, and I think that perhaps that, especially after what the instructor said, that the person might have said, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, you'll emerge. 1, preparing to emerge. 2, feeling more and more emerged. 3, open your eyes, feeling more and more emerged. And you know, so that's that. Those girls are even more. The actual words were inconsistent with the tone. The words were saying emerge, but the tone was saying remain or go more deeply relaxed. Right.
Yeah, and that's even still sticking with the idea that they are even hypnotized and not just messing with them.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't even buy it.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a couple links down there so you can go read the articles, watch the videos yourself. And, gosh, can you believe we've used up 19 minutes already?
Wow.
Wow.
I guess it's time to wrap it up, isn't it?
Gosh, well, that was easy.
All right. Well, that's our 2 cents, and we're sticking to it. And thanks so much for coming here, watching this episode. I hope you guys got some information out of that, some kick out of that. It's always interesting to roll ideas around like that and see, you know, what's happening in the world of hypnosis? What is hypnosis really? We got to hear this stuff over, over, and over again. And if you're faced with a situation like this or people that ask questions about this after watching this podcast, you'll know what to say. So if you want to find out more about what we do, take a moment, go to hypnosiscenter.com. Also, you might want to check out hypnosis.org. There are products and schedules for upcoming trainings. Learn some new techniques. Become a great hypnotherapist. If you want to contact me, my email address is elronhypnosis@gmail.com. My website, safeeffectivehypnosis.com, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Elron Ferguson signing off.
All right. Thank you, Elron. Really appreciate it. This is Cal Banyan. Hey, go to Facebook, because what do? We give special things that are going on during the week. We talk about stuff like this that comes up. We get insider stuff about what we're going to talk about during the show. Chances to send in topic ideas and stuff like that. So facebook.com/HYPNOSIS. Etc. etc. That's it. You guys have a great, great weekend. Happy Hypno Friday. Bye.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.